Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's almost that time. Here for Now Theater for the season, Fiona Mongello joins us in studio. Fiona, I'm surprised you can find the time to chat with us.
Hey, Jamie. You know, we just got to fit everything in as we can.
Absolutely. It's almost showtime.
It's almost showtime. We are starting rehearsals on today, actually.
Okay, yeah, fantastic. Yeah. So the season officially opens when?
The season opens on the 27th of May.
Okay, so that's coming up fast. We've got a stellar season lined. We have chatted about the plays. Of course, we'll focus on some of the shows, but the big thing is a casting announcement for the shows.
Yeah, so all of the casting has been done now. You can go to our website and take a look through everybody's headshot. We've assembled some incredible teams this year for the shows.
And I saw Scott Wentworth is going to be in a show.
Yeah, so Scott Wentworth is playing a grumpy old grandpa in The Rules of Playing Risk. It can't be missed. And his co-star, Dominic Moody, is a 13-year-old actor who's had quite an impressive resume and is just incredible. So you can watch the two of them really hit it off on stage.
Fantastic. So that's just a part of what's happening. What shows would you like to focus on? I'm thinking of the show written by Rebecca Northern off the top.
Yeah, so Rebecca Northern wrote a semi-autobiographical show called Stick Around. It is a dark comedy about the last 8 weeks of her mother's life. I know that sounds a bit heavy, but actually how they got through it was through laughter, right? So you get to meet these two extraordinary women and you just fall in love with them. Those women are played by Chantal Han and Daniela Vlaskalic.
Okay.
Two wonderful Calgary-based actors.
And correct me if I'm wrong, is Kevin Kruskiewicz involved with this production?
He is. He's directing it.
There
and
you
Kevin
go.
Is a, you know, a close collaborator of Rebecca's. So as Rebecca is off at the Shaw Festival and won't be in the room, we wanted somebody who really had a shorthand with her work.
Oh, fantastic. So we look forward to that. And more shows coming up.
So Forget About Tomorrow is going to sell out right away. So if you are interested in seeing it, you should get your tickets right away. It's written by Jill Dom, who's a Vancouver-based playwright and actor. And it's about John Mann, the lead singer of the Spirit of the West. So it was when he got his diagnosis for early onset Alzheimer's. She wrote this play while he was still alive. And it is also a comedy. I wouldn't even say a dark comedy. Like it's quite funny and obviously poignant, and it pulls at your heartstrings a bit. But this is an all-star cast. Jane is played by Raquel Duffy, who's a big Toronto actor. You would see her in all the major theaters there. We also have Jeffrey Pouncett, who is back for the third season in a row at Here For Now. We love him. Pamela Sinha, Kevin Bundy, Sam Snyders, and Annie Lockerbie Newby.
Oh my gosh, fantastic. And you just recently had a library chat with Sheila McCarthy.
Yeah, so Sheila's back. She's directing for us, the one that Scott's in, Rules of Playing Risk. Yeah, we sat down for an hour two nights ago.
Yeah.
Had a big long chat. It was incredibly fun.
Wonderful, wonderful. And more shows. How many shows are slated for this upcoming season?
So for the summer season, it's 5 main productions, 2 limited engagements, and 4 readings.
Wow, there you go.
Yeah.
Wonderful. What else would you like to spotlight? There's so much coming up.
Yeah, so Humor Me by Bev Cooper. This is a world premiere production about a woman who has lost her sense of humor. So she joins a scientific study to try to get it back. So it's quite enjoyable. It's about these two lost souls who sort of need each other to find their way. And the cast is wonderful Gregory Prest and Martha Farrell.
Okay.
Just two warm, gorgeous, beautiful actors. And this show, I mean, you'll hear a lot of jokes. Some of them will make you cringe. Some of them will make you laugh.
Even better.
Yeah. And then we talked a little bit about Rules of Playing Risk. But we also have our last show, which is called Apples in Winter, by a Canadian novelist and playwright, Jennifer Fawcett. Now, this is her first professional production of one of her plays in Canada.
Okay.
It's been done. It's won several awards in the States. It's been done all over the UK and all over the States. Mm. But for whatever reason, we have not done her work here. And this is a searing monologue play. A mother is making her son a pie, an apple pie. This happens in real time on stage, by the way. Yeah, through the duration of the play.
Bake Off.
Exactly. But the catch is that her son is on death row. This is his last meal.
Oh
so it's
goodness.
A pretty searing examination of motherhood and how we tend to judge these women. You know, if their son has committed a crime, we see them as bad mothers and, you know, we don't really give them a voice. So this play is kind of giving her a voice. And luckily, she's a very lovable, funny narrator, because this could get quite heavy and hard, but it's a really, really beautiful piece of theater.
Wow. What an amazing variety with Here For Now Theater. There you go.
Thank you.
It's incredible.
Lots of comedies this year. The only one that is not a comedy is Apples in Winter. The rest of them, you're going to laugh. I mean, all of them, you're going to cry a little too, but you're going to laugh.
And that's what it's all about right there. And again, it's going to be a stellar season. And before we get to the new location, who does the posters or the look for the shows?
The art. So Mark Ure, who is an incredible artist who's at the festival a lot, he's a visual artist as well, and he does all of the paintings. And Sarah Jean Hosey, who's also an incredible artist and at the festival this year as well, she does our creative marketing directing. So she works with Mark to create the... She reads the scripts, and they come up with the ideas for the images, and then he paints them.
Yeah, because they look great, and it's a nice uniform look. So when I see that, I say, it's Here For Now Theater.
Yeah, it's extraordinary. I think we're incredibly lucky to have this team of creators.
And let's talk about the new location, brand new location. How exciting is this for the season?
Oh, gosh, it's so beautiful. The theater is so beautiful. So we're actually having an open house on May 24th for anyone who wants to come on down between noon and 5, just to check out the space. I'm going to be there. You can get a glass of wine. We'll have some cheese kicking around. And people can just take little tours of the space. It's so extraordinarily beautiful. We exposed the ceiling, which are these patinaed steel barrels, and they're really unique, and there's all sorts of little unique aspects of the build from when it was the land registry office.
Yeah, and I think for a lot of us, it's going to be sort of difficult to conceptualize a theater in this space, but you and your team have done an amazing job with this.
Once you see it, you'll go, how is this not a theater?
Wow, okay. Wonderful. So that's great to hear with Here For Now Theater. And the last time we chatted, of course, we're looking forward to the upcoming season. We don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but you've got extra stuff as we get into the winter season. Is that fair to say?
We do, and we have teased it in our incredible season brochure.
Okay.
We have a full season, 3 shows, all extraordinary, going up in November and December, including a Christmas show called Ruby and the Reindeer by Mark Crawford. It's a world premiere, and it's set on a farm in Perth County, a dairy farm. And it's not just for it. I think you would really enjoy it as just adults, but you can bring kids of any age, and it's just a show that's so magical. It's going to be a really incredible winter season, so I'm really looking forward to it.
It's going to be an incredible season overall with Here For Now Theater. So how can people pick up tickets? You mentioned you should get on some of these shows early as you can. How can people pick up tickets?
Yeah, so our shows are selling at a record pace this year. We're going to be over half sold before we even open our doors. So I think we're probably going to sell out. If you do want to come, you should get your tickets ASAP. You can go to our website. That's the easiest way to get tickets, which is www.herefornowtheater.com.
Wonderful. We'll share the details on our socials and with mystraffordnow.com. And as we chatted last time, certainly from the tents now to the permanent building, are you going to miss the outdoor weather though?
I mean, I am not going to. I think sometimes those nights, you know, as the sun is setting, we're just magical for the audience. But I can tell you backstage, we are scrambling. We're dealing with the bugs. We're dealing with the mud. We're watching the weather radar. Yeah, and I'm not going to miss that.
Fantastic. Congratulations on the new space, Here For Now Theater. Is there anything else we left off, or just get your tickets?
Get your tickets.
It's as simple as that. Fiona Mongello, great success. Break a leg, as they say. Wonderful.
Thanks, Jamie.